USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Now, Republicans and Democrats must join forces again to confront an urgent national crisis.
During his State of the Union speech on Capitol Hill, President Trump calling the situation at our southern border a crisis. The president calling on Republicans and Democrats to work together to come up with a compromise plan to fund finishing the border wall.
Congress has 10 days left to pass a bill that will fund our government, protect our homeland, and secure our very dangerous southern border. Now is the time for Congress to show the world that America is committed to ending illegal immigration and putting the ruthless coyotes, cartels, drug dealers, and human traffickers out of business.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy and former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and Stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, RonCoreyAuthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
Continuing now with our State of the Union coverage, one of the people President Trump inviting to attend the address on Capitol Hill, a boy bullied over his last name, Joshua Trump, harassed by classmates at his school in Delaware, his parents telling local TV stations their son cursed at, in addition to being called an idiot and stupid. Now also invited to the State of the Union, a 9-year-old girl who has survived brain cancer, and relatives of a couple killed in their Reno, Nevada home by an illegal alien. The president also inviting a Holocaust survivor who survives the shooting at the Tree of Life Synagogue, where 11 people shot and killed while praying, a Pittsburgh police officer and SWAT team member who was shot multiple times while responding to the deadly October 2018 massacre, also invited to the State of the Union. Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, the Dow up 172 points, the NASDAQ up 54, and the S&P 500 up almost 13. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Retailers expecting a banner year. Here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes from Washington, D.C.
The National Retail Federation is the nation's largest retail trade group, and it's forecasting retail sales could grow between 3.8% and 4.4% to more than $3.8 trillion this year. As it says, shoppers remain in a mood to spend in a strong economy. Still, the Federation does acknowledge an ongoing trade war and a volatile stock market could threaten that growth.
We are hearing from the NFL's Tom Brady after his big win in Super Bowl 53 in Atlanta. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
Fresh off his record-breaking 6th Super Bowl victory, New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady sits down with ABC's Good Morning America to discuss football and his life and how he's trying to put into words winning on Sunday.
You know, for me, I don't know what to think, you know, other than I'm just blessed and I know that I'll be given back for the rest of my life, you know. I know how hard it is to play in the NFL, you know, and I have so much respect for the players. The way the Rams play, I mean, they played so good on defense and so proud of our guys for fighting. Just glad to come away with a Super Bowl win.
Brady also says he's not the biggest fan of compliments.
I guess I take compliments worse than I take. I wish you would say you're trash, you're too old, you're too slow, you can't get it done no more. And I would say, thank you very much.
You're driven by criticism more than you're driven by success.
Yeah, absolutely.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.